We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wontons, 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday. Yes, it is Friday. And it is, of course, the 17th day of January already. 17 days already into this new year. How time flies, I'm going to tell you. Anyhow, we are here on your Friday show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, from these studios, the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. And, of course, at the South Point Studio streaming network on YouTube, and we welcome you to the show. We also welcome all of our listeners listening locally on our anchor radio station here, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, running around early this morning here on a Friday in Las Vegas. And, of course, our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world, .global, iPhone, Android, and your Google phone with the apps that you can get at your app store. Of course, the KSHP app will allow you to listen through the radio station. And, of course, the YouTube app, you can see and hear us on that app as well on your devices. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Got podcasting all over the place there. And we welcome you, however, wherever, whenever you get our show. All right. Well, it's Friday morning. It's 37 degrees outside right now here in Las Vegas. It was just a couple of degrees, believe it or not, warmer than it was the last couple of days. And believe it or not, we're going to push through 60 as our high today. We're going to be 62 degrees here in Las Vegas for the high today. Now, there's a lot of weather that went through in the last week. There, of course, the fires in Southern California, but everything seems to be subsiding now, except for the fact we understand there's another big storm that's going to make its way through the New York area and possibly affect aqueduct racing on Sunday. But before that, it looks pretty clear. Right now, there's just a little bit of action going on over New York as far as snow, etc. And for the most part, up in the high plains and around the Great Lakes areas, just about anywhere else in the nation that has snow right now. Everything else is clear. Got a lot of action. Got a lot of rain and stuff going on in the good old state, Lone Star State of Texas. And, of course, on the east coast, up and down the east coast, clear. And up and down the west coast is clear. And that's good because we have racing both in Florida and on the east coast as well in New York today and in California, in Southern California at Santa Anita. So it looks like the weather is going to be pretty good. As far as the temperatures outside of Las Vegas, well, New York is going to get up to 43 degrees, which means it'll be over the freezing mark there for the first time in a few days. Chicago, 45 and windy. You got Phoenix, Arizona at 66. They're a little bit low there. Phoenix, Arizona at 66. Miami, 72, and a chance of rain in Miami. 72 and rain there. And, of course, in Los Angeles, it's 60 degrees. It seems as though those Santa Ana winds are taking a little bit of a break right now. And so they're trying to get a handle on all of the fires. A lot of them are in the contained portion, the contained state right now, not 100% contained, but they're getting to them. And as long as the Santa Ana winds cooperate, we hope that they can get the rest of those fires out because it has just devastated Southern California. And I will say one thing as far as Southern California is concerned. Santa Anita, that you know, canceled their races last week because of the fires and the fact that the air quality was so bad, it was dangerously bad to conduct racing. They turned Santa Anita into a drop-off point for people who wanted to do a lot of donating for the fire victims. And the Southern California people in that area at Santa Anita really came up big. I believe they had over 100,000 donations that were dropped off at Santa Anita. And they were also feeding people there in the morning, both firemen and people who were displaced because of the fires. It was just a very, very positive and a huge volume as far as the response was concerned for the people there at Santa Anita that gave that place. Not only did Santa Anita feed all those pieces people, but they were that staging ground there helped out a lot to distribute needed things and needed, you know, clothes, et cetera, for the folks that were displaced. So we want to give a salute to Santa Anita for that, that's for sure. All righty. So the weather is going to be okay around the country. I will say this. Mahoning Valley has already canceled races for next Monday and Tuesday. They've already decided they're going to cancel races Monday and Tuesday at Mahoning Valley. Now, remember, Monday we have a convergence of a lot of big events going on in this country. First of all, it's the Martin Luther King holiday, okay? Santa Anita and will be running on a special holiday for the Martin Luther holiday. It is also Inauguration Day for the new president, Inauguration Day. And also you have the college football championship game on Monday night. So there's a lot of things going on in our country on Monday, a lot of convergence of events. And, of course, like I said, there'll be special Monday horse racing for the holiday, the Martin Luther King holiday, that includes Santa Anita, Oaklawn Park, and the fairgrounds will also run a special Monday Martin Luther King holiday card. There's only going to be 5 racetracks overall operating on Monday around the country, and 3 of them are the new tracks that I just talked about. So a lot of stuff going on, that's for sure. All right, listen, White Abarrio had his final drill for the Pegasus World Cup. Remember, the Pegasus World Cup comes up 1 week from tomorrow at Gulfstream Park. The White Abarrio's final drill was 48.34 100 seconds at Gulfstream Park, so they say he's ready to go for the Pegasus. Ferocious, a horse that a lot of people thought was the real deal last year as a two-year-old, but kind of faltered in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. He's back on track and back in training for his shot at the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Derby prep races. Ferocious, his work tab targets the February Holy Bull Stakes. So he's looking to start his his comeback as far as his racing career for three-year-olds, and hopefully on the way to the Kentucky Derby in the Holy Bull coming up in February at Gulfstream Park. The Gulfstream Park decoupling situation between the casinos and the horsemen is having a huge blowback. I mean, there's a lot of blowback all over the place. Got to think that there's going to be one or two, lawsuits about this whole thing. But the horsemen are up in arms, and the breeders especially are up in arms about this because they believe that they continue with the decoupling of racetracks that have casino subsidies. Money's coming in there, and the decoupling of such in all of these states, not only in Florida, but in all of these states, will lead to the demise of a lot of racetracks and a lot of racing days in the country because of economics. It's really that simple. And the breeders are really up in arms right now. They're saying there's less horses to be bred, there's less races to be run in, and that's not good. And it trickles all down to you and me, who are the horse players, and the bettors on the racetrack. So we'll wait and see about that. The decoupling thing is just starting out, and it's got a groundswell of a lot of people who are, who are a lot of blowback for that. That's for sure. They say that the snow that's going to go up in through the New York area that may affect Aqueduct on Sunday. There's also a front going through in Louisiana that may affect rain. May affect the big races tomorrow out at the fairgrounds, and you know they have several turf stakes races there at the fairgrounds, and the rain may cause those turf races to be moved to the main track. So we'll wait and see. They got a big racing day going on tomorrow at the fairgrounds with six stakes races that include the LeCompte for three-year-olds that have Kentucky Derby points, and the Silver Bullet Day for three-year-old fillies that also has Kentucky Oaks points. So we'll wait and see about that. Torpedo Anna, looks like her connections, Kenny McPeak, I should say. Torpedo Anna, looks like her start to the new year, her races that will start her new comeback for this year, will be at Oaklawn Park. Kenny McPeak says he thinks that Torpedo Anna, he's going to try to point her for the March 8th Azeri Stakes, which is a prep for the April 12th Apple Blossom. So, and the Apple Blossom is an important race on the calendar for the older fillies and mares. So, looks like Torpedo Anna will be going to Oaklawn to start her racing for this 2025 at Oaklawn Park. And the first target will be the Azeri and then on to the Apple Blossom. And like I said, Mahoning Valley Racecourse has already canceled Monday and Tuesday's racing. That's the only advanced cancellation we have so far for horse racing. This week and this weekend. And real quick, again, I want to remind you that we will not have a Monday Martin Luther King holiday show. We will not have a Monday show. We're going to just continue on our regular schedule throughout the weekend on Sunday and then be back on Wednesday. We got Jonathan Hardoon standing by with us, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J, of course. Hey, Jonathan Hardoon, we're going to call him Mr. Hat-Trick. Three picks yesterday on the show, and three winners for Jonathan Hardoon. Gulfstream Park, Jonathan picked the eighth race winner, Time Out, who won for Junior Alvarado and Bill Mott, paying $7 even. In addition, at Gulfstream yesterday, we had nine different jockeys and nine different trainers winning the nine races yesterday at Gulfstream Park. But you got to check out their pick fives yesterday. Are you ready? The early pick five. $14.60, $5.80, $32 even, $8.60, and then the fifth race, the final, the anchor race in the early pick five paid $68.20. Those were the prices. The early pick five at Gulfstream Park paid $79,471.15. And they weren't done, because that $68 horse was the start of the late pick five that gave you a $6 winner, a $14.80 winner, Jonathan Ardoon's $7 winner, and an $8.20 winner. But the damage was done with the $68 horse as far as that pick five. That pick five, the late pick five, paid $26,003.85. And the pick six, Somebody put the six and the pick six together with that $68 horse. The pick six came back $40,415.36. So it was quite an interesting day yesterday at Gulfstream Park. At Aqueduct, okay, Mr. Hardoon came with the third race winner, Glint. Glint with Romero Murat aboard for Robert Ribadeau, paid $6.50. So Jonathan gave us the winner in that third race. Jerry J. also came with a winner in the Aqueduct yesterday. His pick, Nilo's Rose, won for Vives, Miss Vives there riding the horse, and paid $7.60 for Robert Falcone Jr. The Dollar Exacta with the link-ups paid $10.30. So both Jonathan and Jerry came with winners yesterday at Aqueduct. Shahan Savici won two races. These are both Vives and Savici are jockeys that came down from Woodbine and are riding in New York for the winter time, I guess. Savici's first winner in the fourth race paid $9.60. Came back in the sixth race on a Wesley Ward trainee paying $3.40. And, of course, Linda Rice checked in along with Jose Lescano. They teamed up for two wins yesterday. They won the first race at $3.70, came back in the seventh race at $8.30. That team of Lescano and Linda Rice is a potent team right now, especially in the wintertime at Aqueduct. By the way, Lescano added another win. He was the riding star yesterday. He had three wins. He won the ninth and final race for Gustavo Rodriguez and paid $11.60 there. Pick six paid $3,200 in change yesterday at Aqueduct. And at Santa Anita yesterday, leading jockey Juan Hernandez opened the card with a winner in the first race, paying $36 even for the leading jockey there. He also won the last race, so he bookended the cards with the victories. The 10th race winner, Exultation, paid $8.40 for Peter Urton. And as far as any other riders on the day, Umberto Rispoli, he was the riding star. He won three races on the card. Rispoli won the fourth race with Simon Callahan at $5.60. Came back in the sixth race, which was a Jonathan Hardoon pick at Santa Anita. His third win out of three starts for Jonathan yesterday. Jeff Mullins trained horse. Rispoli's horse was bet down from 4-1 to even money, however. That horse paid $4 even. And then Rispoli took over for Kazuchi Kimura in the ninth race on the winner Speed Grazy, for Martin Glatt, paying $5.40. That Rispoli's third win of the day. By the way, Kimura got his leg pinned in the starting gate in the seventh race on his mount, My Sister Lily. My Sister Lily was scratched after that incident in the starting gate yesterday at Santa Anita. Kimura seemed to be okay. He took off the rest of the day, but we're assuming that he's hopeful to be back riding today. The pick six at Santa Anita yesterday, $1,499.70. Make that 20 cents, I should say. In any case, that was yesterday. We want to congratulate Jonathan Hardoon for his three-bagger yesterday, and, of course, Jerry Jackowitz as well, and his link-up exacta. And we're expecting more from them today, right? Come on. We got another racing cart today, so our handicappers are waiting. We'll be back. We're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we will have our handicappers and, of course, your racing menu for this Friday. Don't forget to join us at YouTube and hit that subscribe so you can chat away on the chat box. They're already chatting away on the chat box there. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza. We'll be right back.
Race Day Las Vegas for this Friday. Want to take a look ahead to this weekend because, you know, they've got all of those fluctuating post times, especially at Santa Anita. And so today, the Santa Anita post time will be at 12:30. However, tomorrow and Sunday, because of the additional races on the weekend, they'll start at 11:30. Just wanted to keep you in mind about that. And I guess all of the rumors and everything is floating around with this decoupling. Now they're saying that maybe the Stronachs give 3 years to Gulfstream Park and then find another cheaper piece of land to put another racetrack on. Come on, really? I mean, this is getting ridiculous. In any case, there's more to come about that story. You know that. Let's get started with the racing menu for today. And, of course, we remind you the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas or watching here in Las Vegas or in the Pacific time zone, these will be the first post times. And, of course, the first post times that roll out in our race book here right behind us here at South Point. If you're watching or listening anywhere else in the world on all those different time zones that we're in, adjust from the Pacific time zone to whatever one you're in, and then you won't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here's the menu for today. We begin with Aqueduct in New York. Aqueduct has 9 races today. Their first post time is 9:10. 9:10 at the Big A today. Tampa Bay Downs is next. Tampa Bay Downs has 9 races. Tampa Bay has a pick 6 jackpot carryover of $10,724. Their first post time at Tampa Bay today for 9 races set at 9:15. 9:15 at Tampa Bay. Gulfstream Park has 9 races today. Gulfstream Park's Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $160,668 in their Pick 6 jackpot today at Gulfstream. And the first post time for their 9 races is set at 9:20. Laurel Park in Maryland. Laurel Park has 9 races today. Laurel has a first post time of 9:25. 9:25 at Laurel today. Oaklawn Park kicks in now, racing again at Oaklawn. First post time for 10 races today at Oaklawn is 10:30. 10:30 at Oaklawn Park today. Following that is the Fairgrounds, New Orleans. Fairgrounds has 8 races. Their first post time is 10:45 at the Fairgrounds today. And we remind you again, they may be looking at rain for their big card tomorrow. Today, though, it's okay. 10:45 first post time at the Fairgrounds. Sunland Park. 9 races and 4, make that 4 stakes races today at Sunland Park. The $75,000 Fort Bliss stakes for 4-year-olds and up at 6 furlongs will be the 6th race on the card. 7-5 favorite there is Jackson Traveler. The $65,000 Bold Ego stakes at 5.5 furlongs for fillies and mares 4-year-olds and up sees a field of 7 before scratches. The 3-2 favorite there is Karina Karina. And then the $65,000 Bordaplex Stakes is the 8th on the card for 3-year-old fillies at 6.5 furlongs, a field of 10. A little bit more wide open as far as the morning line is concerned. The morning line favorite in that race is at 4-1, and that is Rosado. And then the $100,000 Riley Allison Derby for 3-year-olds at a mile. That's the 9th and final. 10 go to the post in that one. Smash It is the 5-2 favorite in that one. Sunland Park's first post time is set at 11:25, 11:25 at Sunland Park. They got a small pick 5 carryover of $569. It's a regular pick 5, and they got a super high 5 carryover, a regular super high 5 carryover there as well. That's $738. First post time at Sunland today is set at 11:25. Santa Anita gets underway at 12:30 today. They have 8 races, so they get underway at 12:30 today at Santa Anita. And again, the 8 race card. First post time is at 12:30 in Southern California. Delta Downs has 9 races, mostly full fields. First post time at Delta is 2:50. Then we go to Turfway Park. Turfway Park always has full fields, it seems, and they do today. They've got 10 races and full fields in all 10 races. First post time is at 2:55. Turfway Park has a super high 5 carryover, $17,257. They've got a pick 6 jackpot carryover today at Turfway Park of $69,368 and a first post time of 2:55 for their 10 races. Charlestown. Charlestown has 9 races today and their first post time at Charlestown with a pick 6 jackpot carryover of $12,891 is set at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. at Charlestown today. That's the menu of racetracks available today. And now we're going to go to Mr. Hattrick, Mr. 3B. Jonathan Hardoon. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Ralphie. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. You were seeing the ball yesterday, no question about that. And all I can say is a couple of those horses, you know, when we talk about getting bad trips and all that, but a couple of the winners yesterday got perfect trips and won the race.
Yeah. It evens out, they say, in the long run. You only remember the bad rides. You never remember the good ones, but that's the nature of the game.
Well, let's keep the mojo going today. But before we do that, I want to get to the stakes race because tomorrow we'll be busy with the Cal Cup races, taking a look at them at Santa Anita, the five big stakes races there. But there is there's a couple of stakes races this weekend for the three-year-old fillies that have Kentucky Oaks points to them. One is the Silver Bullet Day at the fairgrounds, which we'll probably talk about tomorrow, and the Basanda at Aqueduct also tomorrow. But I wanted to take a look at the Basanda today because we will be pretty busy tomorrow with those stakes races. So the Basanda is at a mile and one-eighth for $125,000. That race has 20 Kentucky Oaks points to it. It's for the three-year-old fillies. It's a wide open field of nine, and I can tell you right now, in looking at the horses, I don't really recognize too many of them, that's for sure. From the rail out quickly, number one is Sharp Smile, Manny Franco for Brad Cox. The two is Beautiful Bloom, Eric Cancel for Anthony Pecoraro. The three is Ramify, Jose Lascano for Chad Brown. The four, Bless the Broken, Ruben Silver for William Walden. The five is Carmen's Candy Jar, Kendrick Carmouche for Todd Pletcher. The six is Ruth. Jose Gomez for Todd Pletcher. The seven is My Sharona. Romero Mara for Raymond Ray Handel. The eight is Bernie and the Rose. Katie Davis for Dominic Dominic Chitino. And the nine is Running Away, Sahin Savici for Wesley Ward. And all I can say is the morning line favorite is at 5-2, and that is Ramify, Lascano and Brown.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty bad morning line favorite, to be honest with you. While she was visually impressive when she won first time out going a mile, now she's stretching out to a mile and an eighth. Her figure was nothing special. As a matter of fact, it was kind of slow. I like two horses in that race, Ralph. I like Sharp Smile breaking from the rail for Brad Cox. And I like a 15-1 shot, number four, Bless the Broken. Three-year-old filly from the William Walden barn. This horse has been around two turns already. Not anyone. Only other horse in this race that's been two turns is the five, Carmen's Candy Jar. So, you know, conditioning-wise, number four, Bless the Broken, I think has a little bit of an edge, and the price is certainly right, 15-1 in the morning line. That's the horse that I'm interested in playing. I think Sharp Smile, the rail horse, is the horse to beat.
Okay, so we like the four is the long shot, and the one is the horse that you believe the four has to beat to get the money. And all I can say is with these morning lines, a morning line makers have got to be pulling their hair out right now with the way the CAW stuff is handling, etc. I mean, we're getting horses that, you know, may go into starting gate at 7-2 and wind up winning the race and paying 580. I mean, that's along with the decoupling stuff going on and all that, but that's a big problem for the regular race players who are just about fed up with the fact that every time they have a horse that they got a price at when it leaves the starting gate and wins the race, they become disappointed with the payoff.
Yeah, the CAW problem is a lot bigger problem than the decoupling because they're not going to let Gulfstream go away. Someone will come in and buy it or something. But the CAW is affecting every race, every day for every gambler out there. So that's the real problem. Gulfstream, you'll deal with it. You have 3 years still to figure something out. CAW, you won't have 3 years if this continues to figure anything out because they are chasing people away.
Yeah, you know, well, for example, one of your horses yesterday, the horse paid $4. So he wasn't that much of a favorite before the late money came in, and boom, there it was. But it seems like, and I'm not, you know, I'm just, this is irony. I'm not putting any, you know, conspiracy out there, but it seems like a lot of the horses that are winning are the ones that are getting bet down.
That's why you're noticing it. If a horse goes from 15-8 and finishes fifth, you're not going to notice it. Yeah. But if a horse goes from 15-1 to 8-1 and wins, yeah, well, then you look and you say, what the hell? Well, this horse was 15-1 when she won in the gate, and now she pays 8-1. Yeah. So that's when you're going to notice it more than anything.
All right. Well, we'll take a look at the Pesanda. Certainly, Bless the Broken is a horse now in that race at a decent price on the morning line that will pique our interest in betting the Pesanda yesterday. And, of course, like I said, a lot of great stakes races concentrated at both the fairgrounds and at Santa Anita, and we'll get into those races as much as we can on tomorrow's Saturday show for the Saturday races there. But
by the way, Ralph, anyone that's betting Naira, the CAW, the Naira cuts off the win pool for the CAW with 2 minutes to post. So you don't see the drastic drops at Aqueduct or at Saratoga and any of the New York tracks because they cut off the win betting with 2 minutes to post for them.
Now, Jonathan, that is a good start. It isn't the
That is a great start.
It isn't the ultimate solving the problem. Mm-hmm. But it is a good middle ground start. And I can't understand with that in place there in New York, why other racetracks would not, try to do that as well.
Greed, Ralph, greed. They want the extra money played and they don't care. They're being short-sighted. We say it all the time on this show. You know, they're not looking at the big picture and the damage they're really doing to the game.
Well, let's do some more damage at the, the parimutuel window, even though we may get a shorter price than anticipated with the off of 3 wins yesterday. Hey, let's try to make it a 6-pack today.
All right, Ralph. First of all, 3 radio plays comes in the 9th race today at Aqueduct. It's a flat mile on the main track, out of the chute, 1 turn. And the number 12 horse in here, Catani, 5-year-old gelding from the Michelle Nevin barn, Eric Kinsella aboard to ride. This horse switched to the dirt last time out and actually ran a pretty good race. I like where he's drawn. He's drawn outside. He has enough speed to stay close. He's going to get first run. The price is right, 10-1 on the morning line. Number 12, Catani, upsets and wins today's 9th and final out at the Aqueduct.
All right. Now, I know that you can get the late scratches a little bit earlier than me. There's no late scratches in that race?
There are 2 late scratches in the 9th and final. Take out the 1, Big Ego. Take out the 4, All of a Suddenly. 1 and 4 are out of the 9th. But they were big price horses anyway. So
yeah. But not the 12, and that's what we're going with. Number 12, Catani. The 12, Catani. In the 9th and final at Aqueduct. It is a 1-mile race, and from the outside post, don't worry about that at Aqueduct because Aqueduct, the 1-mile race is a 1-turn event. The 12-horse Catani in the 9th. Next, Gulfstream?
Yeah, we're going to look at the 9th race, and this selection is for turf only. There is a chance of showers today, so don't bet early. I like this horse, and I like her on the turf, and it's the number 10 horse, True Myth. Joel Rosario for John Terranova, 8-1 on the morning line. This horse ran a big figure last time out at Tampa. The races at Aqueduct before that are good enough. She's getting better with each start. Rider switch today, Joel Rosario, number 10, True Myth. Turf only, 8-1 on the morning line, wins the 9th race out at Gulfstream.
All right, I'm marking that right down right now, turf only. And the 9th race, the 10, True Myth on the grass only, the 10, True Myth in the 9th at Gulfstream. Now we can go to Santa Anita.
Let's look at the 6th race today, 6 furlongs on the main track. And the number 6 horse in here, Sharp Ride, a 5-year-old mare from the red-hot Dean Pedersen barn. I believe he's 3-for-4 at the meet. He hits it over 30%, Ralph, when Tiago Pereira rides for him. This mare is going to get a good trip in here. I think there's enough pace to set things up for her. I like number 6, Sharp Ride, to win today's 4th race out at San Anita.
Well, let's hope the horse gets a Sharp Ride. And in the 4th race, the 6th Sharp Ride is your play. 4th race, Santa Anita, the 6th horse. That's right smack dab, and it's one of the pivotal races for the early pick 4, early pick 5, and the late pick 5 and the pick 6. So we got something going in the 4th race, the 6th horse, Sharp Ride. Mr. Hardoon has his sheets for 4 tracks today. Santa Anita, Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and Oaklawn Park, correct?
Correct. JONHARDOON.com.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. You're doing a great job, and we will talk to you tomorrow, and stay warm.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. You got it, my man. We will be right back. Our next guy up is Rich Eng standing by, so don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and are struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
My name is Carmine Giovinazzo. People might know me from CSI New York. And I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children. Why is it personally important to me? I mean, my sister is NYPD. My dad was NYPD. Coming from Long Island, Staten Island, it's like a lot of, you know, cops and firefighters. So, you know, it's what I grew up around and the kind of people I know. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Never forget.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Friday. Let's go out to Rich Yang standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rafi. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, I know we're on the cusp of the big NFL divisional playoff games and, of course, the big college football championship game as well. That'll happen Saturday, Sunday for the NFL and Monday for college football. We're going to jamming, an inauguration there and a Martin Luther King holiday. There's just a lot going on this weekend.
Yes, there is, and there's a lot of cold weather.
Yeah, boy.
I saw the weather for the inauguration. It's supposed to be like 12 degrees or something like that with a wind chill below zero. So it's going to be very cold in Washington, D.C.
I would say if you want to participate in watching a historic event like that, you better do it in front of your TV set in front of the fireplace. It'd be the best thing to do. But in any case, of course, we'll be all front and center later on in the evening for the college football championship. And before that, over the weekend, of course, the NFL playoffs. So you got a lot of work to handle there, buddy, because we're going to lean on you for some picks on Saturday, Sunday, and, of course, the Monday championship game. But for today, we got racing going on at Santa Anita. And, of course, Santa Anita has an 8-race card today. So their first post time is at 12:30. But tomorrow they're going to pack it up big time. So we're going to have post times at 11:30 both Saturday and Sunday. Richie, are you tuning, kind of centering in on a best bet play for football over the weekend?
Well, I'm really taking a look at it, Ralph, and, you know, I like making future book bets, but when I looked at this NFL season that went by week, I did not make a single future book bet as far as winning the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
I just thought there was a lot of teams that were capable of doing it,
mm-hmm.
and most of them are the logical contenders that are among the eight.
Yeah.
I think the key angle I want to take a look at before I make my final wagers is the fact that three of the four games are going to be outdoors in very, very cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to take a look and see how that might affect the performance of some of these teams.
All right, and we will let you do that. But for today, we're going to ask you for a pick at Santa Anita.
Yeah, Jonathan Hardoon riding a hot streak. Congratulations. He's a hell of a handicapper. We all knew that going in, Ralph. And, you know, when I send in my picks the night before, we have no idea what the other handicappers are selecting. But my pick was in the fourth race at Santa Anita, and it was the same horse as Jonathan, the number six, Sharp Ride. I just thought this horse would get just a beautiful trip. There's plenty of early speed, and Tiago Pereira should be able to sit a trip and really finish. So I'm going to ride with Jonathan on the number six, Sharp Ride, in the fourth.
Now, in the fourth race today, there are seven horses in it before scratches, and the morning line, there's two horses that are lower prices on the morning line, 5-2 and 3-1. This horse is 7-2. Let's hope they kind of want to bet the other horses, too, because you and both Jonathan land on the same horse for us in the fourth race. And I like the fact that I don't want you guys changing your mind. Whatever horse you like is the one we want. We don't want you audible because of some other guy picking a horse. So for that purpose only, we've got a good housekeeping handicapper seal of approval on number six, Sharp Ride. Sharp Ride in the fourth race is also your selection. But you have selections for all the races today, and they can get your full sheet at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, stay warm, my man, and we will be back with John and Jerry to wrap it up. Don't go away.
Get ready to laugh with Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. Join Frank and his team of featured guests for your daily dose of comedy.
Reno, the Pittsburgh of the West.
Poison. Yeah. Poison.
Sports. F for Falcons, Alex.
We were talking Derek Carr for MVP after two games.
Who's we?
Look at me. I was.
And the funniest social media posts.
People want to show off their food. Boom. Wiener on a guy's shoulder.
It's the Charge Colts. We bleed blue.
It's your one-stop spot for great laughs and a good time.
But a bump.
Find us on YouTube at Punchlines FN. And join the chat live weekdays at noon Pacific for the ultimate blend of jokes, sports, and viral fun.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Now we're going to go out to Southern California where John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. I can only go by the video pictures and the simulcasting that we were seeing yesterday, but it looked like a beautiful day out there at Santa Anita, and it didn't look like there was much problem with the air quality yesterday.
No, the air's been good up there the last couple of days. The winds have died down. They're getting a handle on that Eaton fire. I think it's 55% contained. Mm-hmm. Obviously, still some work to do, but right now conditions are fine for racing there in Arcadia.
Now, John, the Eaton fire, amongst all of them, is the one that's closest and is the one that affected whether you have a cancellation or not at Santa Anita, correct?
Yeah, that's the one that's in Pasadena and Altadena, probably about 10, 11 miles from Santa Anita.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad. And I understand that the Santa Ana winds are coming back next week, but by that time, maybe these guys can get this thing handled. And there's always a possibility, especially in the volume of land that was taken and all the destruction by this fire, that there's a lot of embers out there in the areas that don't have any flames left that it still can be ignited by the friction of the strong winds. And as those embers get stronger again, they can flare up some fires that have been put out before, but not completely, correct?
Right. Yeah. When we get the little lull in the winds like this, it gives the firemen a chance to knock down those hot spots and everything else, and and try and control what's going to happen and where it's going to happen at. So these guys do an incredible job. I wouldn't want to do the job. But, you know, considering the manpower that's involved, they're getting a lot done in a short period of time.
And, John, Santa Anita really stepped up to the plate. It was a dropping area, you know, for a lot of people that want to donate stuff. They were giving out food. They were just serving hundreds and hundreds of people and 100,000 or more items that were dropped off there. The community has really come together for the folks there, and Santa Anita was a great place to get that all distributed.
Yeah, you know, it's the people that stepped up, Ralph. Yeah. They came in and volunteered and dropped off all these things and made it possible for the other people who were affected to pick things up. And yeah, it had grown so much. It was originally staged at the Rose Bowl, but it was growing so fast. The city of Pasadena called Santa Anita, hey, can we use your parking lot? And Santa Anita said, sure, set it up. And between all those people and Santa Anita using some of the stuff that they have to set up different stands, they did a good thing. And I think it finished up last night, and just an amazing job. And, you know, again, hats off to the people who are looking out after each other.
Yeah, it warms the heart of folks when the community comes together. Unfortunately, we have to wait until, you know, some devastating tragedies sometimes happen to get us all on the same page and understand that we're all in this together, that's for sure. So it was nice to see that anyhow. Santa Anita's getting ready for a big weekend tomorrow, 11:30 post, Sunday, 11:30 post, big cards. And, of course, we'll get into the Cal Cup races tomorrow with you, John. But looking at the races, since it's been a while since they raced at Santa Anita, any biases that happened on the racetrack that you can see?
Well, I thought yesterday, for the first time all meet, on the turf course, it looked like everything was coming from off the pace. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of passing going on out there, so keep an eye on that. The rails are at 30 feet today, and that usually makes it a little tougher. But you can come from off the pace on that turf course right now, and I thought the main track was pretty fair.
Now, of course, we preempted you updating the jockey and trainer standings at Santa Anita, and a couple of the jockeys that are on the leaderboard actually had some winners yesterday. So what do we have as far as the jockey and trainer standings?
Well, through yesterday, Juan Hernandez, the leading trainer, or jockey, has got 14 winners. Flavian Pratt has 12, and Umberto Rispoli, with that hat trick, he's got 11. As far as the trainers go, Mark Glad and Bob Baffert are now tied for leading trainer. They've got 7 wins each. Jeff Mullins, Michael McCarthy, and Phil D'Amato, they each have 5 wins, so they're tied for third. Mm-hmm. And Ralph, you won't believe. Take a guess at what the percentage of favorites is so far.
You know what? I don't even how you phrase that means I'm not going to like what you're about to say.
87 races run so far at the meet. 43 winning favorites. Winning percentage of 49.4%.
49% favorites.
Never seen anything like it.
I have never seen anything like that. That's got to stop. I gotta tell you, that's gotta.
Well, we're trying, but apparently the CEW guys are pretty good handicappers.
Wow, I can tell you that. By the way, you said Juan Hernandez went into yesterday with 12. He had 2 wins yesterday, so he has now 14 and is leading Pratt by 2, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry if I said 12. 14 wins for Hernandez.
49%. Okay. Well, we're about to do something on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program that has never happened in the history of this show. John?
Well, my pick is in race 4, just like John Hardoon and just like Richie Yang. I'm on the same horse as the other two guys last night when I sent in the plays. I like Sharp Ride for Dean Pederson. Those Calvert allowance races were a little too tough. Drops into a restricted claimer. Good outside post for a stocking trip. Tiago Pereira, like John said, this is his go-to rider. I think this horse works out a good trip. I don't think we're going to get 7-2 now based on the action just on this show. But number 6, Sharp Ride, race 4, Santa Anita for me. And I'm glad to ride the heater that John Hardoon's riding right now. He's rolling.
Yeah, I could tell you one thing right now. I don't have a phrase for 3 guys on the same horse, that's for sure. It's usually the good housekeeping seal of approval of handicappers when there's 2, but I guess it's the 5-star good housekeeping seal of approval for handicappers in the 4th race on number 6, Sharp Ride. Sharp Ride is a very key horse for the race day today, and that is the 6 in the 4th race. And you're right, with everybody on this horse, I think it's going to add to that 49% we were talking about on the favorites winning at Santa Anita. But we'd rather have a winner at a short price than a long base at no price. So we'll get the 6 Sharp Ride to win the 4th race. Want to remind everybody out there, John Lindo's Lindo Report covering all the races today at Santa Anita, a suggested late pick for all that goody information we were just talking about, and a coast-to-coast pick 5 selection, because they're having special coast-to-coast pick 5 offerings between Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park both today and, of course, across the weekend as well as, I guess, Monday. Are they going to do it Monday? No, Gulfstream's not running Monday, right?
Gulfstream does not race Monday. They've added the Fridays for the coast-to-coast for the remainder of January. So this today and then the next two Fridays, they will have that coast-to-coast pick five in addition to the weekends.
All right, and you're going to you have it on your sheet. You have it on your sheet today, and you'll have it on sheet every day they offer coast-to-coast, right?
Exactly, yes.
Full comprehensive Lindo report covering all that stuff. And it's one concentrated Lindo report, and it's only in one place here in the gaming capital of the world. It's here at the South Point. It is free of charge, complimentary to the players, because they love horse players here. One place to get the Lindo report here in Las Vegas, right here at the South Point. Hey, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Big Cal Cup Day.
All right, let's hope we don't weigh down Sharp Ride too much today. She's carrying a lot of weight on the race day show.
I know she is, that's for sure. Thanks a lot, John. All right, Jerry Jackowitz, good morning.
Usually a short price. Long. Winner loses is always a long face. It's never.
Well, here's the deal. It is 7-2 on the morning line. There are two horses on the morning line that are shorter on the morning line than this, but we do have three handicappers landing on it. And we're not even going to ask you about the fourth race anymore. That's locked up already.
Well, first of all, I didn't have that horse, so I will look at it now to see how to use it in my exotics for sure. But
Jerry, you gave us a nice winner yesterday at Aqueduct, and you also came with the link up with the Exacta. So what are we doing today?
Yeah, and the other play we had a scratch, so that was
pretty
good.
Yeah, we scratched. No harm, no foul on that one.
Good. All right, so who would have guessed this? In race number two at Aqueduct, I'm liking JJ's Joker.
Okay.
Who would have guessed such a thing? It looks really great to me turning back after a very difficult first quarter. Was parked really wide and had lost all chances. Really isn't a mile and an eighth horse. Now turns back to 7 furlongs. I love the horse today. The two, JJ's Joker, race number two at Aqueduct. Two over the 3-5-7 small reverses. Boy, the 9-2 is really rich looking to me.
Yeah, you're going against a horse that's 7-5 on the morning line, and you didn't even use him for your link up. So you're taking a stand against that favorite on the morning line. You like number two.
You got to do that.
Okay.
You got to do that in this game. You can throw him in because I'm just saying. The two over the favorite, a 9-2 over the favorite will pay an overlay, so if someone wants to throw them in.
All right, okay, but you didn't pick them, so we're going to leave.
I'm not picking them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, to take that stand, buddy. It's okay. The two, JJ's Joker over 3, 5, and 7 and reverse. Right. One wonders it was named after Jerry Jackowitz.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. All right.
The Joker part might have been.
All right. You got it. Let's go to Santa Anita.
All right, let's go to the third race. Number four, Sequeel at 5-2 for Vladdy Sarin. Just looks faster than these to me. Comes up faster on all my speed figures. I don't have a great read on the line. The horse hasn't raced since November, but it's just faster than these. Mm-hmm. It's a small field. 5-2 in a five-horse race is actually pretty, pretty good value. And I'll take it. I'll take 2-1 on this horse. I'll take the 4 over the 1-2-3 reverses if appropriate. I'm all about the 4 horse, Sequeel, in race number 3 at Santa Anita.
All right, third race at Santa Anita. You like the 4, Sequeel, the 4 over 1-2-3 and reverse. The 4 horse is the key. So maybe we can also make a play from your horse to the handicappers in the fourth race and do a rolling daily double maybe and try.
Only if John's horse is not the favorite.
Yeah, if he's the favorite, it's a no go then, right?
For sure.
Okay. Sure. So I'm gonna make a Sirocco play here. The daily the rolling double. The third race the 4. The fourth race the 6. The 4-6 daily double in the third race. But your pick on the show, and the way you're going to design it is the 4 over 1-2-3 and reverse in the third, correct?
Years ago, Ralph, I was playing horses with a handicapper who played 4 long shots in the 8th race at Aqueduct to the 9th race to the favorite. Uh-huh. The 4 long shots, one of them 55-1, ran 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Mm-hmm. And the favorite ran out in the last race, and they lost all the money
Well, I didn't suggest just making the double play. I meant to make your play and the double. We're running out of time. We got one more thing to say. Let the folks handle it. In the meantime, Jerry, you've got one more thing to say, and you're going to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.